Sin and Misery by Synthetic Revenge, read by Jax Longcoat, a Mechanisms fanfic. Author's tags: implied/referenced alcohol abuse or alcoholism, implied/referenced child abuse, patricide, always a fun tag to throw in, non-linear narrative, unreliable narrator, Dr. Carmilla's A+ parenting. Carmilla slams back her whiskey, sets the glass down, and puts her chin in her hand. She eyes Johnny, sharp nails drumming against her cheekbone, and sighs. Johnny's drunk. Has been for the 5 years since he left One-Eyed Jack's burning behind him. No point in anything else. If he drinks long and hard enough, maybe one day he'll stop having those stupid swells of emotion. He's not supposed to feel anymore, and he resents Carmilla for the fact that he does, and she lied. He wouldn't have let her rip his heart out if he thought he'd still have all this shit to carry around with him. She won't stop looking at him, or through him, or he can't really tell, his eyes won't quite focus, but he's annoyed all the same. "What?" he spits, and Carmilla cocks her head, looking at him from a different angle, which just makes him angrier, stovetop metal heart bringing his blood to a boil. "I said fucking what?" "Tell me a story," she says, crossing her arms and leaning back. "I'm bored. I need something new to tell." "I don't know any stories you haven't told me," Johnny says, flatly, and it's true. Hasn't done much of anything that would be worth telling since New Texas. Hasn't met anyone of note, hasn't... It's all the same. "You know your own, don't you?" "You know mine." "I know the edges of it," she says. "Fill it in. Tell me about Johnny Vangelis." "Fine," he says, sighing, "'cause fuck it, why not? He doesn't have anything better to do, and he might as well delay his inevitable nightly trip to the bathroom floor, choking on his own vomit for the, well, he doesn't know how many times he's drunk himself to death, but it's a lot, probably." So he takes a breath, stares at the table, and starts. Johnny Vangelis wasn't much of anything. Didn't really know what he was meant for. His mother was a decent tailor, and she wanted him to take over for her, decades down the line, but he never had the patience or the hand-eye coordination for sewing, and she gave up on that pretty quick. His father, Billy, well, he was a gambler and a drunk and awful at both, and everyone in New Texas figured Johnny would just follow in his father's footsteps. What else were the Vangelis boys good at, or for, after all? Drinking, inadvisably procreating, and losing all their money to One-Eyed Jack. That was the family trade. Everyone said Johnny was a good boy, though. He was softer-spoken than his father had been, sweet to animals, decent to people who deserved decency, and rough with those who didn't. A big heart, they said. And it felt pretty big back then, a huge, fleshy compass in his chest, pointing right and wrong. When he tried to talk Billy out of betting their dog on a losing hand, she was a good dog, diligent hunter, all that, and she was the last thing other than the house Billy had left to give that was his, Billy backhanded him into a table in front of the entire casino, and he'd felt a swell of anger and shame on his father's behalf, overwhelming and painful. It was supposed to be a show of strength, maybe, a stab at impressing the room, showing off how callous he could be to his own kin if they questioned him. Came off pathetic, instead, and exposed a weak spot. At the time, Johnny hadn't noticed the way Jack's eye gleamed as he handed him a cold glass to press against the bruise blooming on his face and a few shots of whiskey for good measure. That was the kind of detail you paint into a memory after the fact, whether or not it actually happened. Billy lost the dog, obviously, and the... "Boring," Carmilla says, and Johnny stops mid-sentence, blinking. "Excuse me?" he asks, offended and confused. "You're excused," Carmilla says, crossing her arms. "Tell it better. More exciting. All this fucking exposition. Who gives a shit? We get it. Your father was a gambling alcoholic who beat you when you were such a good boy. That's every story. What's different about you?" It doesn't have to be true, Johnny. Nothing about you has to be true. It just has to be compelling. You're going to be alive a long time, and if you keep holding yourself to the truth, it's going to get boring and sad and horrid pretty quick. So you're telling me to lie about my life," Johnny says, cocking his head. "I thought you wanted a story." "Fuck, fine," Johnny spits. "I'll tell you a story." Billy Vangelis bet the family dog on a shit hand in a low-stakes game of New Texas Hold'em against a bunch of fucking drunks, and lost it, and his son Johnny didn't take too kindly to that. Not kindly at all. He got hammered for the first time in his 17 years of existence. He'd been a so-called good kid before that, at least that's what everyone thought, but who knows, really. And instead of just walking it off and going home and giving his father the silent treatment like an actual good kid would do, he pinched the nose his father did the courtesy of breaking for him, stole Billy's pistol out of the back of his belt, and reeled out into the night. He didn't set out to kill anyone, not really. He did have the pretense and expectation of having a good heart hanging over him, and it was a useful image to keep up. It got him into people's homes, trusted with their valuables, and never suspected when things went missing. If word got around that he'd suddenly become a killer, that semi-comfortable life building up independence from his father might disappear. But he was angry and drunk, and that good heart was getting calcified and incinerated by the second. The streets were dusty and dead, like always, and there was no one around to take all the feeling exploding in his ribs out on, but he wandered anyway, like a vengeful ghost. Let me guess, Carmilla says, sighing, audibly bored. You blacked out, woke up, someone in town was dead of a gunshot wound, you did it. Someone saw you, or maybe not, but either way it gets traced back to you. Oh, fuck off, Johnny says. Started from a more interesting spot. We don't need all the backstory. I thought you said... I said, tell a story. Stories don't need endless exposition to be good, do they? Do you like it when you learn every fucking detail about a character? No, it makes them shitty and boring. You should be a mystery. I don't feel like the things you're saying are as universal as you think they are, Johnny says, squinting. Carmilla just shrugs and rolls her eyes. Question me all you want, you're still telling a boring story. I don't like you. I don't need you to. Fucking touche, Johnny says, saluting her. Right then. One-Eyed Jack was a notorious bastard and cheat, but the only people he fucked over, generally, according to public opinion, deserved it. He took everything from the Vangelis family, but nothing that wasn't offered to him by its shithole of a poor excuse of a patriarch. Said patriarch, name of Billy, he was a wreck of a man, and his son Johnny wasn't shaping up any better, but who wants to hear about that? No, this is the real story, isn't it? What should it be about? What lie gives birth to a legend? Fine, what about this one? Billy ran up his fair share of debt. Most of it he could pay off one way or another. Stolen goods, odd jobs, violence for hire. More often than not, though, as time went on, he was too fucked up to do much of anything that was even remotely useful to Jack. Now Jack, he was a smart man, and Billy was a problem he needed solved. Too many decades of bullshit. He'd seen Billy with his son. He'd seen the pain the two of them held between them, and he had exactly the right type of salt to pour in that wound. He bought Johnny a drink, bought him into a game, bought his soul with a few kind words. Beaten dogs look for outstretched hands to nuzzle into wherever they can find them, and Johnny was no different. He fell for it, and hard. Jack made him feel useful. He could do Jack a favor and help his father. Attention and praise and love would abound. Just one job. One job turned into several jobs, and Johnny saw it coming when finally Jack put a hand on his shoulder and told him it was time. Johnny didn't even have to ask what it was time for, just slammed a few shots in response, loaded his pistol, and stalked home, heart surprisingly still in his chest. Johnny shot his father between the shoulder blades. It wasn't fair, not even close. But then again, Billy Vangelis had always been on the wrong side of a pair of loaded dice, and getting killed by his own son was no different. Just another thing lost to One-Eyed Jack. The house always wins. Johnny was ready to die after that, at the age of no, Carmilla says, and Johnny almost spits. I will fucking kill you, I swear, he says, and she laughs. I'd like to see you try. What now? No one cares how you felt, Johnny, she says. You were doing well, but cut the suicidal bullshit. You didn't kill yourself, so why does it matter if you wanted to or how old you were? Can I finish? Sure, do better. The house always wins. Johnny lost himself in a blood-drunk, whiskey-drunk, pain-drunk haze that didn't lift until he found his chin in a sharp-nailed hand, dark eyes appraising him. He felt a bullet in his side, but had no recollection of how it got there. Someone he couldn't see, didn't care about seeing, asked him if he wanted to live forever, far, far away from New Texas. Maybe he didn't hear the living forever part. Maybe he just didn't give a single solitary fuck. Maybe leaving the planet was worth whatever it cost. For whatever fucking stupid reason, he said yes. They used to say John Evangelis had a good heart. Now he has an immaculate one, infallible and ever true and impossible to stop. And as for One-Eyed Jack, well, there's no house to win anymore. Not bad, Carmilla says. Could use some practice in editing and maybe a harmonica solo, but not bad. Sorry, what was the point of that? If you can't mythologize yourself, this all gets fairly fucking unbearable, she says, lightly. I'm trying to help. Yeah, fantastic job, thanks, Johnny says, flatly. Another thing, you might want to consider changing that name, Carmilla says. John Evangelis, it's a bit much, isn't it? Is it? Do you really want to carry your father's name around with you? Carmilla asks, drumming her fingers against her face, and when she puts it like that. Write my own story, make up my own name? Johnny asks, crossing his arms. Melt away and become fiction, Carmilla says, smirking. Who could hope for more?